Welcome back to the Untitled Show.
Hello.
I hope you enjoyed that break of zero commercials.
Yeah.
We don't have any sponsors yet. We just take a break for our own enjoyment.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we're lazy.
We got stuff to do, man.
Yeah. Well, I gotta stop that song because of the next lyric coming up. Yeah, the next lyric is kind of suggestive, so had to stir up it.
Phenomenal.
This computer's being very slow today.
I noticed that.
I think it's time for a new one, like, get one of them $300 ones from Walmart.
Yeah.
Maybe it won't break in an hour and a half.
You're right. How much does a laptop cost?
Too much.
Too damn much.
Too damn much. Celebrity news. Ashley Simpson.
Yeah.
The girl that can't sing.
You're
She got the smarts of her sister and a voice of her
Dad.
That's
all we come up with.
Yeah. Did Ashley Simpson get a nose job? She's not saying yes. And guess what? She's not saying no.
Well.
Recent photos of her on the internet and in tabloids suggest Simpson got rid of the bump that made her nose distinctive. It does kind of look flat.
Yeah, it does.
We're really looking at a picture that we got from WFTV.com of her at the Video Music Awards from April of 06, and her nose looks kind of flat.
And a looks little like she got it. It's like Marsha Brady or whatever that was.
Oh, my nose! When the AP asked her about it Wednesday, Simpson giggled and said, "Everybody's already saying it, so I just don't talk about it. I'm like, okay, whatever. It doesn't bother me." Wow, I made it sound like Tyreed. Come on, guys. We gotta go power there. Come on, guys. You ever notice, did you ever watch that terrorist show on E? She'd be like, okay, come on next. We're gonna go parasailing, guys. It's gonna be so awesome. And then go up there. Well, hello, ladies. You're gonna go parasailing.
I don't wanna go parasailing. It looks dangerous. Let's go to the bar and have a tequila.
Okay, can you stop doing that?
Why?
It's kinda creepy.
It sounds just like it, don't it? It's kinda scary.
Oh my god, you guys. This sauce, it's so awesome. I don't know the name of it, but it's awesome.
Okay, stop.
Anyway, Simpson, the younger sister of Jessica. Why do they gotta keep pointing that out?
I don't know.
It's like our friends Opie and Anthony. Every time you see them in a news article, they gotta point out what they did at St. Pat's. Get over it.
Yeah, there you go.
Simpson is about to launch a summer tour in June. Her latest album, I and Me, her first album, Autobiography, was released in 2004 and sold 3 million copies. All hype.
Yeah. It's called lip singing. Somebody else sung them.
It's called She Has a Raspy Voice and No One Wants to Hear It. So, I didn't even know she had a second album.
I didn't know she had a first album.
You did?
No. That's like, Shakira. Nobody listens to her CDs. They just want to watch the videos.
Hey, I like her Hips Don't Lie song.
I don't like her singing. I like the videos.
Yeah.
It's in there,
my
like,
hips don't lie. It's on you feel you, mate.
Yeah. My hips don't. I'm like, what?
Sounds like a man's voice.
Yeah, like Cher.
Oh, God. If you can believe in life after love.
For real.
If you can believe in life after love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop it!
How about new, you crazy Dutch bastard?
Crap. It did fade out
quick. I love that movie.
In Fort Myers, Florida, an elderly woman, 74, who was bitten by an alligator while working in her backyard, beat the reptile with a garden hose.
Oh, that's a tough old woman.
Constant Gills, 74, of South Punta Gorda.
Okay.
Was watering plants Tuesday when a nearly 6-foot-long alligator bit her in the leg just above the ankle.
I just whacked him right in the snout with the nozzle. After that, he took off.
Okay.
Gills received 3 puncture wounds and some smaller scrapes and abrasions from her confrontation with the alligator. A trapper working with wildlife officials later caught the animal in a nearby pond. It will be killed and the hide and meat will be sold.
Oh, okay, really? I thought, what happened to animal conservation, man?
Yeah.
Animal rights activist.
They must be on lunch break.
He must be.
Eating alligator.
Yeah.
This garden burger is good. What's it made of?
What is
alligator.
Really?
Yeah. Did you know that in London, more than 60% of Britons use items such as screwdrivers, scissors, and earrings to remove food from between their teeth?
Okay.
Okay. What was the point of the survey?
No, I don't know. No wonder their teeth are so bad.
I mean, what?
Scissors.
No, screwdriver. Yeah, Phillips or flathead.
Yeah, which one do you want? How bad is it? Well, just flathead. It's kind of stuck in there.
The National Dentist Survey found that when it came to oral hygiene, people used whenever it came close to hand to pick their teeth.
Okay.
Or 6% questioned by the British Dental Health Foundation. They have one.
Apparently so.
Said they use makeshift items including knives, keys, needles, and forks.
Oh, come on.
I don't know what it is. Just like silverware, just the thought of it gives me a bad taste in my mouth for some reason. Like the thought of it clinking against your teeth, it's just
like nails scratching on
chalkboard. The survey also found that 23% of people chose to leave food stuck between their teeth.
Well, duh, brush your teeth.
Increasing the risk of gum disease and bad breath, according to the foundation, which promotes oral health.
Well, they don't promote it very well.
No, they don't.
Okay, like Austin Powers did. My dad uses a piece of paper. And he tears off a sheet and just...
Yeah. You do that sometimes.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too.
Sometimes at school, just all of a sudden open up your folder.
Yeah, man.
It's very gay.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
No homo. Have I told you about the game No Homo?
The game No Homo.
There's a game No Homo from the Opie and Anthony show. It's basically where you can do all these gay activities to your buddy to make him embarrassed in front of a girl, but then you call no homo, and it's all of a sudden okay.
Okay, that's stupid. That's stupid. We need to go do that.
Yeah. You go talk to the girl, and then I walk up and kind of like massage the back of your neck, go like, hey, baby. No homo.
No homo.
The game itself makes no sense, but making references to it is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we can do stuff at school and just say, no homo. Okay. It'll be funny to us, but
no one else know what we're talking about.
It's just like the show.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. And if those of you are listening to internet radio and never heard us before, go to the entitledshow.net. Check out all past episodes.
Yeah, you'll know kind of what's going on.
And check out our MySpace, myspace.com/theuntitledshow.
We're big time.
Yeah, we're big timers. We're in a radio station.
Yeah.
I work here and Donnie just takes up space. You don't get paid for this. I'm getting paid for this.
You bastard.
Because I'm doing work.
You ain't doing crap.
I got two computers in there working their butts off because I made them do it.
You're the boss, man.
That's grounds to get paid. Anyway. In Massachusetts, more than $31,000 in drug money seized by the police is now buried forever under tons of garbage in New Hampshire.
What?
After officers accidentally stashed the cash in a broken desk drawer that was being discarded.
Oh, come on. You idiots.
The drug money went missing after an evidence room technician who had been cleaning out evidence rooms at police headquarters since last Wednesday put a $31,535, wow, that's precise, in the drawer of the broken desk, said Acting Police Officer Chief Robert Bradley. On Monday, while the technician was out of the office, two other officers involved in the evidence room cleanup throughout the desk, along with broken chairs and furniture for spring cleaning.
Oh.
Bradley said a normal evidence room technician came back to work, but immediately noticed that the desk was missing. Officials eventually found that the trash and the drawer unit had been hauled to the New Hampshire landfill. That's gotta suck. On Wednesday, Somerville officers went to New Hampshire to try to dig up the cache. However, they found it was buried on hundreds of tons of super dense hydraulically compacted waste. And there was no way to get it, even with heavy equipment. A very bad mistake, no duh, Bradley said, of losing the money. Bradley said the department was investigating to determine whether or not any disciplinary action was appropriate. The $31,535, which covers about a dozen investigations conducted by Somerville Police since July 1st, 2005, was to have been split between the department and the Middlesex County District Attorney's Office if prosecutors won convictions in those cases. Middlesex County? Who names a county Middlesex?
Yeah, come on.
A very bad mistake.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, really?
Duh. You're kidding me.
No.
Get out of town. You're shitting me. That's what, 3, 4?
More than that.
Yeah. We need to take a break. I'm tired. My voice hurts. And we're not even done yet.
Man.
Shit.
Damn.
You can't even say that.
We gotta bleep all this out.
We gotta bleep all this damn shit out.
Man, you're making your job harder. I ain't gotta do crap.
I'm here for another 4 hours. I don't care. I'm gonna edit on this computer and I'm gonna put it on one of those computers to put on the internet.
There you go.
And then I might even put it on air. Who knows? I was on air last Saturday.
Really?
I was here during their Saturday morning talk show and they pulled me in for the last 2 minutes. I was very happy.
Yay!
But I was nervous as hell, though. I was like, because I'm used to doing this for just only one person listening instead of like 30.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on in here.
I'm joking. More people. I was actually standing there. My boss was like, watch Lowell. Watch what he does during the show. And then one of the guys left and they were like, come in here and sit down with us for the rest of the show. And I was like, okay.
Whatever.
I went in there and they asked me what I did, and then I tried my hardest to do a plug for the website, but they kept cutting me off every time I started mentioning that I worked in internet radio. I was like, damn you
butt
people.
Butt watts. Damn.
TheUntitledShow.net, even though you're listening to it on from through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
Get it out there. Promote us. Be our friend.
We love you.
We love you. And also my MySpace is myspace.com/finalthewapperman. Donnie doesn't have one yet, but I'm going to get him one. His sister has one, so I think Donnie should have one. Yeah, you need to get one.
No homo.
That is it for episode 14 of The Untitled Show. Be sure to continue checking out theuntitledshow.net for a new episode every week. We're going to try to do one every week now. And also be sure to keep checking the internet for future releases by Untitled Show Productions. I want to send a special thanks to Cole Evolves of WNGR for allowing us to come in to record in his studio. And also want to send a special thanks to you guys for wanting us back so bad. We came back for you guys. Hope you guys continue to check out the website. Hope you guys continue to support us. It's myspace.com/theuntitledshow. And that's all I gotta say. See you guys next time.